Hello everyone, this is MK Channels. Today is my third episode, and it's Thursday, June 2019. Today I'm going to talk about how to stop procrastination. As a matter of fact, I am an expert on procrastinating. I have long experience for procrastinating over 30 years. So what I usually do is okay to wait until the last minute and then just do the work. Okay? So, I should stop this, okay? I cannot bear it anymore. So I start studying about how to stop procrastination. So first of all, we have to understand that what is the cause of procrastination. Basically, if the current job or what you are doing is not really your passion or not the job or work at the moment do not create any satisfaction or do not entertain you, then that's why you don't want to do it, right? You just take a rest or do other activities that's more entertaining. So, how do we know it? How do we know this? What kind of job is really your passion or what you want to do, or what is the job that you don't want to do? Normally, when you do something or you addict doing something, you just don't want to stop it, no matter how long or how much the work is, you don't want to stop it. And one of the things is that I found that it's not only procrastination, but there is another thing called distraction. What I found is that a great friend of procrastination is distraction. Okay? Now today, for example, you have social network, right? And yeah, I think everyone likes to do social network. It creates short-term satisfaction. Oh, entertaining, right? You just have fun looking at the social network, chat with your friends. Then, yeah. You have excuse for yourself, okay? For you don't want to do this, okay, just do a little bit social network or Google, surfing internet, YouTube, okay. This is a kind of what we call distraction. So, I don't want to make it complex knowing like this. So, I just want to try, yeah. A life exercise, and maybe you can try together or you can suggest any tips or tricks how to stop procrastination. Okay, this might be a series or episodes that we learn together. Okay, so what strategies I want to try and I want to share it with you. Okay, the first strategy is to stop distractions. Okay, when you stop distraction, then there is less activity or things to do to distract from you what you are doing, and then it might help. For example, you don't use social network when you work, or you don't Google or YouTube immediately. Okay, nowadays I think everyone. Okay, sorry for disruption. I just observed that I am using Mac, okay, and I'm using Safari, okay, Safari web browser. And one of the limitation of the Safari is that if you don't use a Chrome browser, then the Anchor only allow you to record just for 5 minutes. Anyway, okay, this is the second sub episode on how to stop procrastination. So we talk about what strategy, okay, the first that I want to try in order to stop procrastination. Let's say I'm going to talk about the goals also, right? Okay, talking about the what strategy, okay. The first strategy I want to try is to stop distraction, okay? Stop using social network when you concentrate on something, basically during your working time. Don't Google or YouTube or surfing the net, okay? Except for your work, okay? If you're just curious for something, for the news, then don't do it, okay? Okay, the second strategy I want to try is to set up the reward and penalty system. Okay, that is a theory about reward and penalty in order to encourage or discourage some kind of behavior. Okay, then okay, let's set up the reward and penalty system. For example, you give yourself reward after the productive activities, okay? You give yourself penalty after the non-productive activity or the distraction, okay? So in my case, I want to try, okay? So I set up my reward. So normally my reward is what I usually do. I already talked about this, the distraction, okay? But it creates a short-term satisfaction, okay, entertainment. Okay, so your reward can be a long-term reward or short-term reward, okay? Let's talk about short-term rewards, okay? And then let's try to set a big reward for the long-term reward. Okay, so my reward is that I'm going to reward myself. Okay, reward myself to allow me to use internet or social network or YouTube, okay, for some certain period of time. For example, I can play social network for 5 minutes if I work for 1 hour. Okay, otherwise, I cannot do it. Okay, I have to apply this concept. Okay, I think we can apply this concept to the continuity as well. For example, you put yourself the reward when you continue the chain of activity that is productive. Okay, do some routine work or job for every day, okay, consecutively, and this to encourage yourself to do good things, okay, and give a penalty when you break the chain. For example, if you want to exercise then every day, so give yourself penalty when you stop doing this for some day. Okay. Well, so in my case, okay, let's say my reward is to play social network. Okay, I set here is 10% of the productive time at the end of the day. Okay, and the penalty may be, okay, I have to stop playing social network for 1 day if the rule is violated. Okay, okay, let's make this clip sub-episode short. So I'm going to talk about the goals in next sub-episode. Okay, see you. Thank you. Hello, welcome to the last part of this episode. Okay, I have talked about my experience in procrastinating and what is the cause of procrastination and what is the great friend of procrastination, that is a distraction. And I share you the strategy I want to try, for example, stop distraction, setting up reward and penalty system. Then in the last part, I want to share you my goals. I think everyone should set some goals in order to achieve, and then it can be something that we can evaluate whether we are successful or not successful on our strategy. I have both long-term and short-term goals, but what I'm going to share you now is my short, most of them are short-term goals. My short-term goals regarding work is to have productive work during my work hours. So yes, I have to have a productive work as much as possible given the limited time. So no social network. Okay, my penalty, I mean, is that if I do some social network, then the penalty is there will be no social network until the next day. Okay, and you can see if I have a social network, I violate the rules, then I probably cannot play social network anymore. Okay, so it's both rewarding and penalty at the same time. If you are doing a productive work, and then yes, the reward is to allow 10% of the productive time at the end of the day to play social network. And I want to practice writing every day. Okay, then the rewards or penalty can be I like to watch YouTube. Okay, so I just set up it as a reward or penalty again. So if I stop writing someday, then no YouTube until the next day. And again, I can allocate some specific time for YouTube, but not too much, okay, every day. Let's say half an hour, okay, half an hour, 30 minutes every day for YouTube. And I want to practice the podcast every day as well. And then I'm a fan of internet again. If I do not do a podcast someday, then there will be no internet during the next until the next day. That can be applied to, for example, writing a blog every day. Okay, it's similar to podcast. Then another little bit long-term activities, like weekly activity, for example, I want to create online tutorials, like video clips, 2 clips per week. Yeah. Then yeah, I can set up a goal like this. Okay, if I fail or succeed to do it, what will be a reward and penalty? The last one is to exercise 4 days a week, at least 1 hour each day. Okay, rewards can be I can eat some sugar, but I can eat normally. But if the penalty can be no sugar 1 day, okay, but if I can do it for 1 week, that may be a 1 cheating day for me. Okay, that's maybe my example. So I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast, and then let's see what will happen. Okay, bye bye.
Thank you.